Chapter 11. A Voice in the Night. At Christmas, another teacher came to work at the school, and I moved back to Moor House to live with Mary and Diana. 6 very happy months passed. Then, one evening, St. John came and walked with me in the garden.
"Jane," he said, "it is good that you want to live at Moor House with my sisters, but I hope that you will do better things later."
"What better things?" I said, a little angrily.
"Well," he replied,
"I want you to learn one of the Indian languages, Hindustani, perhaps."
"Why do you want me to learn that?"
"Because I want you to come with me to India when I do my missionary work. I go in 6 weeks. Jane, will you come with me as my wife?"
"But what can I do there?" I replied.
"I can help you," he said. "You are quiet and modest and intelligent. You can teach Indian children and help their mothers." He waited for me to answer. I thought for many minutes, and then I decided.
"I can come to India, but not as your wife," I said finally.
"That cannot happen," he said. "A sister can leave me at any time. A wife will stay with me for life. I need a woman who will give her heart to God."
"Oh, I will give my heart to God," I said quickly. "But you do not really want my heart."
His face changed then. "This is very serious, Jane," he said quietly. I looked at him. His face was handsome, but his eyes were cold. No, I could not do it.
"St. John," I said, "I cannot marry you because I do not love you. Your idea of love and my idea of love are very different. You must forget this."
"I cannot forget this," he replied. Then he turned away. I knew he was unhappy because of my answer. Late one night, I found him in his garden. He was standing by a small gate. I went and stood with him. I knew that he was leaving for India the next day.
"St. John, I am unhappy because you are angry with me. Please, can we be friends?" I said. "We are family."
"Of course," he said. "I understand. I do not think of you as a stranger." I did not like hearing these words.
"I think that you hate me," I said. "I say again, I can go to India as your sister, but not as your wife."
He turned towards me angrily then, and now his face was very pale.
"I cannot go with a single woman," he said.
Could I be his wife? I felt something inside me pulling me towards him.
"If God wants me to marry you, then I can do it," I said.
"Really, Jane?" he replied, and he began to smile.
"Then my prayers are answered."
He put his arm round me, almost like he loved me. It was midnight now. We stood together, and the night was still and quiet. Then suddenly, I heard a voice cry, "Jane! Jane! Jane!" Nothing more.
"Oh God, what is it?" I cried.
I knew the voice. It was Edward Rochester's, and it was wild and full of pain.
"What have you heard? What did you see?" asked St. John. I am coming, I cried. Wait for me.